Hello and welcome to The Week Ahead with ATFX. My name is Nick Twidell. I'm the Chief Market Analyst. And as always, we'll be bringing you up to date with all the scheduled events on the macroeconomic calendar for the days ahead and the likelihood of moves that we could see in the market. First of all, of course, I have to go back and see what happened last week. And it has been a relatively volatile week that we're coming off the back of. Massive factor, certainly for me trying to do this in the week ahead. The US government shutdown has entered record levels, and we are unlikely to get key data, which would have been coming out this week. We would have been seeing US PPI, US retail sales numbers, and that crucial CPI data as well from the US. So that is unlikely to come out at the moment. There does not look to be any resolution coming. That concern has led through to, I suppose, some weakening in the US stock markets. I think it's the first week in four or five that we've seen the S&P finish negative for the week. We still probably had some relatively positive indicators coming out, certainly from earnings season, that the US stock should be pushing higher. But investor concern is increasing incredibly with this ongoing shutdown and the lack of data that we're getting. It's obviously going to be hitting portfolio managers' decision making, but also, of course, the Fed are going to be coming up to their next meeting in December with little concrete data to go on. Now, we did get some jobs numbers out last week, and they're actually conflicting. So ADP came out a bit stronger than expected. But the challenger job numbers really hit the market later. And that is a number we're not used to looking at for indications on the US market. But that indicated 185,000 layoffs in the market. So secondary data makes it a lot more difficult for investors to make their calls, and of course, the Fed and traders. So big week last week, plenty going on, moves around. Noted, incidentally, that gold, one of the bigger products that we see, sort of starting to establish a little bit of a range and range trading around that 4,000 level. It just crept up to 4,000 again later in the week. Currencies, we saw the dollar appreciate during the first half of the week and then pull back again. And some of the correlations that we're not used to see, or the correlations we are used to seeing, are not working in tandem. So stock markets going up, gold going up, some crazy stuff going on out there. Anyway, without any further ado, and there's not too much to get through this week, that lack of US data really has hit the macroeconomic calendar. So for specific scheduled risk events, there's not too many coming up in the few days, but those that are could move the markets, and they could move them hard. So first up, over the weekend, not too much in the way of geopolitical updates. So we're expecting a relatively smooth start to trading on Monday here in the Asian session. We did have some Chinese data that came out over the weekend. Both CPI, the year-on-year number, and the PPI year-on-year number came out better than expected. So forecast for the CPI was a flat number, came out plus 0.2%. PPI was forecast to be down 2.3%, came out only down 2.1%. So maybe a slight positive start for the Asian market on the Monday open. Apart from that, very little in the way of data across all three sessions on Monday. We do hear the BOJ summary of opinions early in the session here in Asia. Not too much coming out for the rest of the day through either the London session or indeed the New York session. So expecting relatively smooth trading conditions. On to Tuesday, propensity to be one of the busier days of the week. A couple of reasons. We do have some major data coming out, and also some big bank holidays, which could really affect markets, especially later in the day. So midway through the Asian day, actually, Kiwi inflation expectations are expected to come out. The quarterly number last time up was 2.28%. Keep an eye on that. Did see some big moves in the Kiwi last week on data, so expect some more this week. Later in the day, the UK economy comes into focus, and we've got key employment numbers. So claimant count expected to come in around 20,000, average earnings index 5%, which is the same as last time, and the unemployment rate expected to creep up to 4.9%. That will be putting pressure on the Bank of England to maybe look to be pulling rates back. We didn't get anything from them recently, so keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on that key employment data. We've got more data out of the UK later in the week. France are on bank holiday, and so crucially are Canada and the US. So later in the day, expect liquidity to come at a premium. Could be some nasty moves if anything does come in to move the market. On to Wednesday. Again, it's really quite painful. Nothing much, even second-tier data coming out. It's all kind of third-tier stuff. We're not really going to see too much in the way of movement coming through. German final CPI, but the flash CPI is the stuff that are preliminary CPI normally moves the market. We do hear a plethora of Fed members during Wednesday. As I said, no data again in the New York session. This shutdown's really killing us and killing me doing this. But Fed members are speaking. There are plenty of them. So Barr is speaking, Williams, Paulson, Waller, Bostic and Murat, all expected to speak. So interesting to see what they say, if we do get a common theme from them. But worryingly, it could be that they're starting to have to operate in this kind of data vacuum. So should be interesting to see what we get there. I would expect that to be a negative for US markets if they were all singing from that same hymn sheet. And that could well be the threat. On to Thursday. So we're whipping through the week nice and quickly at the moment. Australian markets, big data out for Aussie markets down here in Sydney. Employment numbers. Employment change expected to show a 20,300 increase in the last month, and the unemployment rate dipping down from 4.5% to 4.4%. You'd expect that to be kind of positive for the Aussie overall, but expect volatility around those numbers. Obviously, the RBA on hold after stronger CPI data out a couple of weeks ago. UK markets in focus again after the London Open. It's a big data drop, actually, but probably number one out of them will be the GDP. GDP month on month expected to come out flat. The prelim GDP quarter on quarter, 0.2% up. We also get construction output numbers, industrial production, that's expected to come in minus 0.1. Really, those GDP numbers should dominate, and expect moves in cable and sterling crosses on the back of those. Later in the day, it's still up on my schedule, but we're unlikely to get it. CPI data, core CPI month on month. This is out of the US, obviously. Core CPI month on month expected to show a 0.3% increase. CPI month on month, 0.2%. Don't forget, we actually did get that data out in October. Oh, the year-on-year number last out was 3% as well. We would normally be expecting unemployment claims on the weekly number. So all this data unlikely to come out. We will keep you updated from ATFX if we do hear that it will be coming through. We do definitely get crude oil inventories. That's coming out. Last time up, 5.2 million barrels. More Fed members are speaking. Musilem and Hammock will be speaking during the afternoon. Once again, as always, once we've heard from a fair few Fed members on Wednesday, expect the impact coming later in the week on Thursday and Friday to be lessened. Into Friday, we do have some big Chinese numbers coming out. It's actually not showing up on my calendar as tier one, but it normally is. So industrial production data is due out alongside retail sales and the unemployment rate. So industrial production year on year expected to come in 5.5%. Last time out was 6.5%. So that's a bit of a drop. Keep an eye on that. We could see some moves for local Asian markets. And that could spread through to overall sentiment. Retail sales year on year expected to show 2.8% increase. The unemployment rate staying steady at 5.2%. So keep an eye on that. Could be some action in that Asian session on Friday. Not much due on the calendar for London session. And once again, the US session, we were or should be due to get PPI data and retail sales. It is unlikely to happen, but once again, we'll keep you informed if it does come through. And we do hear from more Fed members. Bostic, Schmidt and Logan are speaking during the afternoon. So in conclusion, from a risk event macroeconomic calendar point of view, a pretty quiet week ahead. Normally, we'd be saying we're going to be getting smoother trading conditions, but don't forget geopolitical updates, this concern over the ongoing US government shutdown. All will be weighing on markets, a plethora of other things that could come through. So even though from a calendar perspective, it looks like it could be a quiet one, expect that we could see some fireworks at some point during the week. Good luck with your trading. If you need anything from us at ATFX, please do let us know. And thanks for tuning in. Thank you.